It ain't gonna be colder than here. Okay, we continue in the Rambam. Pair. 1 second, is the TV on?
Trees on though.
I know, that's fine. We're gonna.
That's African.
Pair Chaf Aleph.
That's African tree.
It's Tumas Ameis. Halacha Gimel. What is all this?
Yeah, I think
we're. I have no idea what it is. Okay. Okay, I hope you'll find it. We were discussing, just to quickly recap the first couple of laws, we're talking about the laws of Tzomid Posel, where it's a kli, which is totally fastened and covered up. It blocks any tumah. We said that's by a kli cheres or any other kli that's not makabel tumah. It's able to protect it. We also discussed the issue that sometimes a kli can function as an ohel. If it's got a tefach by tefach cubed, it can function as an ohel as well. And that's what Halacha Gimel is going to get more specifically involved in. There are no pictures in Halacha Gimel as far as I know. So we can just bring you the Rambam there, but there's no pictures.
Why are we here?
I'm sorry?
Why are we here?
Because the next Halacha is going to happen.
Okay. patience.
Okay. All right. Now, the general rule that's going to come out is as follows. Even though we said that a kli can function as a tumid puzzle, where it's completely fastened and it protects the tumah inside, and it can apply by a kli cheres, earthenware, or any other kli that's not makabel tumah, made out of different materials, we're going to see that other kalim, if they can also function as an ohel, even if it doesn't function as a tumid puzzle. While a kli cheres can only function as a tzomid posel and not as a kli, as not as an ohel. Now, a tzomid posel, it only works as a tzomid posel if the utensil is completely sealed. It's mamish sealed, not covered, sealed. Now, an other utensil, if let's say it's not sealed, as long as you got a little piece of wood over it, it's covered, it will can now function as an ohel. So that's the duality that certain the utensils that are not makabel tumah but are not a kli cheres can either work as a tzomid posel where they're sealed at the top, or if they're not sealed at the top, they can be covered at the top and then it works as an ohel. While a kli cheres only works as a tzomid posel and does not work as an ohel. That's the general rule he's going
to
tell you and give you all,
otherwise it doesn't get out.
All kinds of details will follow with that. But that's the general rule he's going to say. Halacha Gimel. Kol HaKelim, all the utensils. First, he says a general rule, okay, that work with Tzomid Posel. Hamatzilim B'Tzomid Posel, that protect via being a Tzomid Posel, being fastened securely. Im Hayabam Tefach al Tefach al Rum Tefach, if it's a cube Tefach inside the Kli, Ukvam al Piam al Ha'aretz. And now if you take it, let's say it's open at the top, it was not, you just take it, and now you turn it upside down, okay? Afal pishlo me'reach b'tzomit posel me'asari, even though now you have not sealed it as a tzomit posel. Again, let me explain what he's saying. A kli that if it would be sealed, could be protected as a tzomit posel. But now you're not sealing it like a tzomit posel. You're taking the open kli, turning it upside down. So the opening is on the ground, and that's basically closed at the bottom, but it's not a tzomid posel. Okay? Got a utensil. Now, you want to protect things inside. Either you seal it shut, tzomid posel. Or now we're saying, well, these vessels that work is a tzomid posel. Remember, only vessels not makabel tumah, or a kli cheres not makabel tumah of the outside. Because the kli is going to be tummy, it's not going to protect nothing. So we're saying those utensils that can work as a tzomid posel when it's sealed, if you now don't seal it and just turn it upside down, you invert it, and now it's closed off against the wall, and there is a cubic tefach inside, even though that has not been sealed as a tzomid posel, hare elu matzilin, they prevent and save everything, kol ma shetachtem, anything that's below it, ad tahom, until to the core, to the center of the earth. Whatever's right underneath it. You got a utensil. If too bad you're all using the cups. Okay? if I had a
no,
cup.
You had my cup.
That wasn't used.
Make a big
okay?
mess.
Whatever. But you just have the cup. There's cup. A cup would be
doesn't
perfect.
Does it seal
exactly.
it inside?
Okay, I'm going to say it one last time. Sealed. You're putting paste and glue and this and that. That's sealed.
There's no air.
If you're not Sealed is sealed. Is this sealed? No, it's not glued. It can go right off. It's just covered. There's sealed and there's covered. When I say sealed, I mean sealed. Yeah. It can't be removed. You'd have to break it to remove it. Covered is covered like that. So you've got a utensil that could work as a tzomid pasul. It's not working as a tzomid pasul. It's open on the top, and now you're inverting it, and you're closing it by having it rest on the ground, and now the ground serves as the covering from the bottom of that. We didn't even say anything yet. I'm just trying to set up the scenario over here. It now will protect anything inside it, and anything all the way to the bottom of the center of the earth. Why? Because now this kli, mipnei she'en ka'ohel, it works now as an ohel, and then we already learned in the last chapter, it's one of the three things that can protect things, v'ha'ohel matzil, and the ohel, thank you, will save... other thing, I'm afraid I turned over, it's going to get a little liquidy
so
here.
But the funnel, what we talked about last week.
Okay, the funnel was a bigger chiddush.
Well, yeah, right? It has an opening. So it's like a
thank you. I didn't want to make the thing dirty.
If
okay.
The funnel was okay, then this is
okay. Okay, fine. But let's just go with the basic halakha, because some guys weren't here for the funnel. Let's just keep it simple. So here, let's assume, and this is certainly, I don't think it's makabel tumah. I don't think styrofoam is makabel tumah. All right, so now, if I have a lid on top of it, and it's cemented together, then it saves what's inside as a tzomid pasul. But here, if I just, I don't have any lid on top, I just do this, and the table is covering at the bottom, it now saves anything that's in here, or anything that's all the way down below under the cup is saved from that. But ketzad, when is that? Chavis, a regular type of a barrel, shekfuya alpia, that's done upside down on its head. Af alpi shemercha betit minat studim. Let's go back. I skipped the line. That's the problem. That's why it's not making sense. Ellen Cain, hoya hakli kli cheres, but not if it's a kli cheres, not if it's earthenware. She'ein ohale kli cheres matzilim. The ohel of a kli cheres does not save, because since it's susceptible to tumah from the inside, a kli cheres is susceptible for a tumah on the inside. Kli cheres only saves things inside if it's a tzamid pasul and it's sealed. Other utensils that are not makabel tumah at all, that's the only two we're talking about here. A utensil that's makabel tumah doesn't save nothing from anybody, because the kli becomes tumah anyway. It would be a metal cup. It's going to be tumah, and it's not going to save anything. But you're talking about made out of stone or dung or other things where they're not makabel tumah. So now it's not makabel tumah. So if it's sealed on the top, for sure it's going to save it. Kal v'chomer from a kli cheres. But if you turn it upside down, it will save everything, but not a kli cheres. A kli cheres does not work as an oil. It only will protect things if it works as a tzomid pasul. Ketzad, now we'll have a number of examples of this and new ideas within this. Chavi shekfui al pia. Let's say you have a barrel, or we'll just say a cup now, that's turned on its mouth. Now, we're talking now a kli cheres. Afal pi shemercha betit minat studim. Even if, let's say, you've sealed it all around, and it ain't getting off the table. It's sealed to the table. Right? Kol ma shetachteh tummy. Everything is under the inside is still going to be tummy. Aye, but now it's tummy puzzle. What's the problem? You've sealed
it. Earthen wear.
Yeah, whatever. Either way, it doesn't matter.
The other way.
Shenemar, samid pasul olav. The pasuk says it's sealed on top. And the pasuk says if there's something inside and there's tumah around and it's sealed on top. What's on top mean? On top. Velo samid pasul al gabo, but not sealed on the bottom. It's a xeris akasuv. The Torah is saying the only time tzomid pasul saves is when it's on the top of the cup, the top of the vessel. You got a vessel and you got a top sealed on the top. But if you take it down like this and now you're sealing it at the bottom is not going to work. That's a xeris akasuv. It doesn't work on logic. It's just a pasul.
So what's his nohel?
As a who?
A nohel.
That's if it's not a kli cheres.
That's why I asked before,
but we'll see. We'll see. V'lo tami pasal al gabo. Okay, that's one example. Now, what about hidbik pil akoso? What if you stick the opening to one of the inner walls? And you seal it all around. Okay. So that is, one second, I see the footnotes over here. Okay. Matzelis. It saves it. I'll call Mashvel, everything inside of it. I'll call Shikadev, Kosel, anything that's opposite to the wall, because it's not called on the bottom. It can't be sealed on the bottom. Anything that's not the bottom, so the side is just like the top.
Oh.
And that's if you have sealed it. However, v'imlo me'reach minat stadim, what if you didn't seal it from the sides? Ein matzelis. If this is a klicheres, why? She'ein klicheres matzel mishmo, because klicheres will not work as an ohel. Mm-hmm. Okay? So therefore, if it would not be a klicheres, then the other ones will work as an ohel. In other words, all this about a kli cheres. A kli cheres can only save a tzami puzzle.
Right.
Tzami puzzle only can work one of two ways. Sealed like this, or sealed like that against the wall.
No.
That's it. If it's sealed like that, it doesn't work. Any other type of closing which not sealed doesn't save it, even though it would be an ohel for other kalim, but doesn't work for kli cheres. Well, other kalim, as long as it's covered, that's it. You're not dealing with tzamid pasul anymore. All other utensils that are not mekabel tuma can fall back to being saved as a ohel. A kli cheres can only be saved as a tzamid pasul. And a tzamid pasul only works if it's securely sealed, and only sealed from the top, or at best from the side. Anything else, even securely sealed from the bottom, doesn't work. Anything that's not a secure seal, though covered, does not work by kli cheres. By other utensils that are not makabel tuma, if it doesn't work as a tzamid pasul, it'll always work as an oil that is covered. And then let me just finish another two lines. I spoke out. Let me just say avol sharakim. But other utensils that are not kli cheres, that's going to be Gimel 3. Hamatzil mitzamid pasul, when they can save if it's sealed, show piyosem tvukas amibayis, but their mouth are stuck to the sides of the house. Matzil below tzamid will save without being a tzamid pasul. Name shei matzil mishon, because it works like an ohel. Works like an ohel. Okay? Therefore, however, what must you have for these other utensils who are going to work as an ohel? Shisha, bedofen akli, you have to have in the walls of the utensil tefach. You have to have a tefach, a cubic tefach. Because if you don't have a cubic tefach, you don't have an ohel. Shena keli matzilim and tvanas ohalim, the keli doesn't save with the walls of an ohel. Achilam dofen tefach. So you have a wall that's a tefach. So let's say it's bank against this. This has to be a tefach. And a tefach in here. It's always got to have a cubic tefach. Okay, now question.
So, if you have the earthenware, right, that's the one that has the kli...
The kli cheres.
Yeah.
Has to have tzamid pasul.
Okay. So, if you put it upside down, when we say, if you seal this...
Still
like,
don't
you
work.
You seal just around the side that we're talking about? Because if you take...
Or even if you sealed it...
Like, if you take a...
Well, no, if...
One,
no, okay, I hear what you're
work,
saying.
It's a difference.
I hear it, because then that... You're right. If you just... Let's say it was sealed.
Yeah.
And I do that. Well, it was sealed already.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But here, the seal is at the bottom.
That's what I mean. So you would seal around the side.
That's the point. Oh. But a seal here will work because it's not at the bottom.
Okay.
You're right, because you sealed it. It is sealed at the top. You just turned it upside down.
Yeah.
But here, it's not sealed at the top if this is the seal.
Right.
That's the idea. Yeah, good clarification.
Kind of a broader question.
You
could try.
I mean, are we suggesting that there's no tumah in the room or whatever yet?
There is tumah in the room, and it wants to get into the kli, or
no,
into the cup.
If you cover it, it's already been exposed. You're not going to...
No, it's covered before the mace is in the room.
You just take the cup and put it on top.
No. We're talking about where, let's say, you've got...
It has to be the tumah's not in the room.
Here's a kli. Okay, here's a kli. Okay, now we bring a corpse in the room.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
The tumor's not in the room.
If the corpse is in the room to begin with, it's everything's tummy
like
before you start.
Yeah.
Once it's tummy. You can't untummify something. It's got
to
be put in like that.
But the non-cheres would be an oil.
Yes, works as an oil now. Exactly, Zohar, because it's covering it up. Mm-hmm. It's covering. There's no way it's getting through.
And, just, and the exterior of the...
It's not Makabel Tumo. If it's not Makabel Tumo, it's not Makabel... No matter what it is, I can do whatever I want, it's not Makabel Tumo. Right. Remember, Klicheres is not Makabel Tumo from the outside, it's Makabel Tumo from the inside. Klicheres like this, it's Tame. Goes right in. The only way Klicheres can avoid Tumo getting into Klicheres must be sealed shut from the top. Okay?
Or the side.
Or... This will still be considered the top. It's not the bottom. Cannot be sealed from the bottom. Never works like an ohel. Okay? So if it's got something inside of it, sealed shut, and I bring a mace in the room, this is all tar, and everything inside is tar. Right? If this is not a tar, it is not earthenware, but it's not a Cletus Makabel Tuma, any kind of covering is fine. Because then it works as an ohel. Can it work as a tzamid puzzle? It can't. But where the klicheres will not work as a tzamid pasul, sealed up here, a regular kli would, not because of the tzamid pasul, because of the table, which is already covering. You only need covering. You don't need sealing by other kelim. Okay? Now, hoya la kli. Now here, is this? This may be a picture. I may have made a mistake. Or maybe not.
Yeah.
What is going on here? Here it is. Okay, let me... Okay, now, let's see what we got over here. You've got, the way they draw the pictures, let's say you got, let's say, a well or something, and there's walls going up, and then you got a round thing going around, and then, let's assume that was open. So you've got, like, the bottom, you've got, let's say, the bottom third is a well that's underground.
Okay,
you don't see any ground, but that bottom third is underground.
Okay.
The thing that's wider is the
bricks.
Is some bricks that was built around that well. Mm-hmm. It's only a chatzi tefach wide.
Those bricks.
This case here is a chatzi tefach wide. Okay, it is no different than a wall that will be on the side. It's just a wall that's on the bottom. Okay, now you got a kli that's covered on the top, open on the bottom, and just sitting right on top of that round area that's a half a tefach, and that kli is also half a tefach. Okay?
So it's like a cover?
It's a cover. It's a kli that you are turning upside down that now is becoming covered because it is over that rounder area that's in the middle. Right? Now, let's assume it's in a house. And now a corpse is brought in. Okay, you with me?
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look. That kli is only a half a tefach wide.
High.
Now, but you got another half a tefach sticking out of the ground, as it were.
It's earthenware. Is that or is it?
No, earthenware. Forget about earthenware. No earthenware at all. No earthenware. Just regular.
Okay.
So you've got the brick protruding a half a tefach over the ground. Okay, and there's an airspace of half a tefach in the circle of the middle part there. And then you got the kli on the top that's also a half a tefach, high. So between that and the other, you've got a full tefach, right? From the brick in the middle,
right,
which is half a tefach high, and the kli on top is a half a tefach high, you've got l'chaira, a full tefach of airspace.
Right.
Okay, here's going to be the point now. Hoya la kli dofen chatzi tefach. If the utensil on top, it's only thick or high, whatever you want to call it, half a tefach. And now from the structure, which is here on the bottom coming up, is also safach chatzi tefach, is a half a tefach. Vehid bigzel is it. And now you're connecting the two together. And now you've got afal pi shesham chalal tefach. You have a complete airspace of a tefach. You think anything inside there now would be saved? Ain't a matzo. Don't save. Ashe tefach mimakom echad. You have to have one full tefach in one of those things and not in half. It has to be either a tefach in the original ohel on the bottom or a tefach on the kli on the top. You can't combine half kli with two separate, because they really are two separate entities. In other words, the kli, you want to save it with the kli on top, the kli's got to be a tefach. You want to save it with the wall on the middle over there, that's on the bottom, it has to be a full tefach. You can't take a half a tefach of a wall and a half a tefach of a kli and put the two together. Well, I got a kli, I got a tefach. It doesn't work that way. It's got to be a complete tefach with enough. The kli was a tefach high. And you don't have to have any height at all to the middle part there. It would save it. If the part in the middle was a tefach high, then the kli doesn't have to be very much, would save us and all. But you can't take, for example, two, what it's saying is you can't take two half ohels and put them together and make one ohel. That's the rule that comes out of that. Okay, very good. This is all walls on the inside of a house. We are saying now that you could take this kli as an ohel, stick it right, oh, this is a good example. This would be the inner wall of the house. Stick it right here. It works. Stick it right here. It works. Fine. Now let's just take it another way. Let's say now we're dealing with the outer wall. Is there any difference between the outer wall and the inner wall? So you might think, well, maybe, yeah, because the inner wall is part of an ohel. This outer wall is just like the wide open spaces. Will we say the same thing? Let's say if you have tumah over here, tumah right over here that goes up. Now, if it would just be a cup, let's say a tumah, here's the tumah. Okay? And now I've got this cup here, an utensil in here. What would the halacha be? Without any question. It's got a regular, it's just a regular kli, nothing special about it. Nothing special about it. It's for sure going to make a tumah.
Yeah.
So it doesn't protect it. It doesn't protect it. How will it protect it?
Put a seal.
Seal it on the top. It's not makabel tumah, right? But if it doesn't have a seal on the top, then it can't protect it. Right? Do this, it could protect it. Okay, how about this?
I think yes.
Yeah, you'd think it shouldn't be any different than this.
It's not klicheres.
But it's not a klicheres. So what the basic halacha is saying, that an outer wall is basically the same as an inner wall.
It's the top of the cup, not the top of the room that protects it, isn't it? Like, the top of the cup is the top.
But it has to be closed.
No, it's closed on the top. I'm saying the top is the top of the cup.
Yeah, but it still has to be covered.
All I'm saying is
like this.
Is the rabbi can do that again.
He's just saying that it doesn't have to be inside.
This is what protect. That's the top that's
covered. But it's got to be closed.
I understand.
It's not closed. It's not going to protect nothing.
No, I understand.
Okay, that's what he's going to say in the next halacha d'al. Kishem shemat silin bifnim. Just like a wall, when the cup, the kli is connected, saves the contents inside. When you're inside a house where there's tumah, kach matzilin chutz la'oihel im smachem la'ol. So the outer walls will protect what's inside of here, even if you're putting it next to the outer wall. Why? There is a picture? Okay, oh, thank you. Shereha o'el nasa kisu mikol makom. Because the o'el can be made covered in any way that you make it covered. Mm-hmm. And I keep looking, and I just, 1 second, I'm trying to move this unsuccessfully. Okay. Oh yeah, I did have this picture, I forgot. Okay, yeah, let me just get it up here. Okay, exactly this picture. What they do is you'd have a vase, right? And the opening is to the left, and you just got it stuck right against the wall. And you got a nice kli inside of it, little white thing over there.
Yeah.
The tumah's right, and you've got it suspended on posts, because that's how it stays up in the air. Right? So now, the tumah should be able to matama everything. But no, since the kli is closed, now it functions like an ohel. And therefore, it protects what's inside. And now he gives us an example. Ketzad, kli mecham, a large vat, okay, that would normally, let's say, hold water or thing. And the main point is it's not makabel tumah. So it would have to be of a material that's not makabel tumah, or it'd have to hold more than 40 saw. 40 saw, which is so large, it's not makabel tumah. But it has to not be makabel tumah. Sheyesh lo dofen tefach, and now it has by the wall, where it's getting the wall, there's a tefach high, so now you've got the proper cubic tefach over there. Sheheinicho al gavi yaseh, you put it on pegs, so that's why it's up in the air. It's just giving you the pragmatics, how to be up in the air. So chutzal, it's outside of the house. The house is in the left of there. So you really just connect to the outside wall, all right? chuzal v'samach piv ledovano. Now the mouth of that utensil, you've got it next to the outer wall. V'isa tuma tachtov, and there's tuma underneath that vase or whatever. So kelim shebesalcha tahor, many utensils inside of our tahor. Okay, now that's a wall connected to a house. Now, for some reason, halacha changes. What if that wall is not connected to a house? It's just a freestanding wall.
Yeah.
In a chotzer. Mm-hmm. Let's say you want to divide up an outer courtyard, and just got a wall right in the middle.
Yeah. Fence.
A fence. But it's going to be
solid.
Solid wall. That is not considered going to be enough to close it up. If it's next to, abutting a wall just of a chatzer, it's a freestanding wall, or the wall to a garden, ain't a matzel, will not save it, even though the cup is next to that. Levisha ainam kosel ohel. It's not the wall of a house, okay? And therefore doesn't protect it. Any utensils inside of that to maim their tumah ilu ala tumah, because now it's just over the tumah, and it's over the tumah, it's a regular thing that becomes tumah. Remember the golden rule we learned long ago: a kli, what's the halacha of a kli with tumah underneath? What's the halacha? A kli will disperse all tumah underneath it, but doesn't block. So therefore, if this is just a regular freestanding wall, and doesn't have the halacha of an ohel wall, if that doesn't make this a closer to it, so it's like any other kli in the world that disperses what's underneath and goes right through. So even if the tumah is only this thick, right, it'll make everything inside of here tumah, because remember, the kli disperses the tumah all around underneath it. Now that's been inserted and doesn't block, tumah goes right through and everything will be tummy. If this was a house wall, now it functions as an ohel, a real ohel, not a kli. This point is, this kli right now is a kli. A kli by definition, if there's tumah underneath, disperses the tumah underneath, and the tumah goes right through, doesn't block it. So now, even if it's not a kli that's makabel tumah, but everything inside will be makabel tumah. That's for sure. Now, once you connect it to a house wall, now this kli becomes an ohel, by definition. And now, it can disperse everything underneath, but nothing's going to get inside. But only if it's a house wall. If it's a freestanding wall, does not change the kli's category to an ohel. It just remains a kli, and therefore everything inside of that becomes tamei. And I thought that was pretty well explained.
So what if it's a wall that you have, like, you know, have a palace wall just around it? So that wall...
But what's the wall do? It's a wall to what?
Protect.
It's just a wall.
Like the coast.
Like the old city wall?
Yeah. It's a coast.
Yeah, like the old
then
city
that's just a freestanding wall. It's not a know-how.
How about if it used to be a wall of a house and now all of a sudden
it's a wall? I don't know.
Okay.